Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, if you like Pinterest, you'll love our crafty apps.
Ooh, plus our iPad sales slowing, Apple and Shazam teaming up, and what's the best VPN app for your iPad?
All that, and let's fold some animals, shall we, on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. Well, that does it.
What?
Now we have to take the disclaimer off at the end of the show that says no animals were folded on this episode of iPad Today.
Sorry. Things are going to change around here.
Man.
So I feel like we haven't done the show in a while.
Because you were in Coachella.
I was at the music festival, although we did a show.
We recorded ahead of time. Yeah, but you said you didn't want to go back to that anymore.
You know,
Is it not hip enough for...
No, it's just not that. I just feel like I got it out of my system. It's like sort of, you know, going to the desert, and there's thousands of people there, and it's loud, and it's sandy.
Is it really hot?
It wasn't so hot during the day, but at night it was kind of windy and sandy.
Cold. Did you camp?
No.
Because you can, right?
Yes,
can camp.
A lot of people do, actually. Yeah. I did not camp. I was staying in a house that was sort of near the festival, but it was fun. It was really fun.
It's no Bottle Rock.
But what is?
Nothing. Nothing is.
Nothing at all.
Bottle Rock is our own little bitty wine country Lollapalooza.
I think it's actually, Outkast is playing this year. That's pretty big.
They played Coachella and they're playing Bottle Rock.
There
tells you
go.
Something about their career.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, they just reunited.
Yes, Coachella.
It
was,
how was it? Was it good?
You
saw Lorde?
Attention. Yes.
Who has only one song.
Not true. She has an album.
Yeah, well, had you heard any of the other songs
yes,
before?
Yes, because I like the album.
You do like
it
the
often.
Album.
Yes.
So Royals, it's not just Royals. There's more to Lorde than Royals. And you found her performing arts style.
She's a little odd.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's like 17 or
she's
something.
She's a kid.
She's got some time.
She just got very, very lucky and had a big, big hit, I think.
She's quite talented.
Is she, though? That's
good. I think so.
Well, I hope.
I mean, if you listen
to
the album.
I wish her well.
Good luck, Lorde.
Good luck, Lorde.
You're going to need it.
From those of us in the podcast community, we wish you
well. We wish you well.
What is this show about? What is this Pinterest I hear so much
good
about?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, watching the show, you'd almost have absolutely no idea what's happening. Over the weekend, as I tend to do, I'm kind of perusing the App Store and trying to figure out what's new, what should we talk about on the show. And sometimes the App Store has these funny little themes that they put together, and it's like, I don't know who's working behind the scenes, but their theme was, if you like Pinterest...
That's my iPad.
Other iPad. Yeah, there you go. And I sort of thought that was funny. It's like, if you like Pinterest, then you might like Pinterest.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because that'd be the first thing I'd download if I like Pinterest.
Absolutely. But there are actually...
But there are other things.
Yeah, there are actually a few other apps. Maker, without an E, is one. Etsy is another. And there are a few other...
Yumly. I like Yumly. That's more for food, but I like Yumly.
Now, one of the apps that I had not heard of before is Lovocracy. I know, it's a terrible name.
Okay.
But it is very sort of Pinterest, Etsy looking. Okay, so these are items that are trending, meaning that a lot of people have liked them recently. So if I was like, what is this? That is perfect dupe for the beauty blender and more than half the price.
What is it?
It's a makeup sponge.
Oh, it's a sponge.
So I can go ahead and love it. I don't know why I would do that. I could share it. I could buy it for $6. And then what's kind of neat is that this person who posted this item... Instead of, like, following Lovocracy, it has a different take on it where I go ahead and trust that person. I like what Logan is sharing with me. So it looks like Logan's all about the, like, cosmetics and cute clothes and stuff like that. And there's Logan, and Logan's in Los Angeles. But, okay, so I can look at trending. I can look at folks that I've trusted. It's basically like following. And then I don't know why our internet is so slow. And then, of course, there's the featured section. where this
that
is...
That does look a lot like Pinterest.
It does,
in fact,
it?
How is this different from Pinterest? Is there a focus? Is it fashion-focused?
I would... Yeah, at this point, I would say... I mean, because, yeah, we're looking at featured sections, and most of this is all, you know, cute necklaces and shoes and that sort of thing. Oh, these are so cute. But, yeah, I can go, I can go ahead and say, yeah, I
you
love
like
those.
You like dangly earrings, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can go ahead and add a collection.
You should do Sarah's dangly earring collection.
I'm
that would be a great thing for you to do.
Are you kidding?
Seriously. Yeah, no.
No? Okay.
You, no, I mean...
Put
just,
it in
I
my
mean,
new section, my little
yeah,
love section.
Like, so you could have a... but you could have your own section on dangly earrings, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just made one. So I can go ahead and look at the stuff I've loved. You can search for something in particular. But yeah, it's very Pinterest-like. I would say that with Pinterest, and I know that is going Pinterest is going to be more and more a place where you can click through to buy something that you like, but that's not always how Pinterest works. On Lovocracy, it is. Everything that's featured is also for sale in some way. So you can go ahead and look at a catalog. You can like stuff. Or if I'm just like, I need those shoes, you go ahead and say, it's time to buy them. $29.80, it's a really good price. Continue.
$29?
And 80 cents.
That's not right.
Forever
you
21,
can't get
that's
shoes.
Why.
Oh.
That's why.
How, what is that? That's how long they're going to last, 21 days?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I bought a sweater at Forever 21 the other day for $5.
Yeah.
I was like, I might as well just steal it.
What is the premise of that store? Is that you will dress forever like you're 21 years old? Is that the premise?
It's like we're young at heart.
Ah, forever young.
Yeah.
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 But they can't say that because Bob Dylan would sue him.
Would
so
he?
Forever 24. But I don't know. Is it really appropriate for a woman of your age to act like you're 21?
No.
To dress like you're 21?
Certainly not.
No.
No.
Like bare midriffs?
Mm-mm.
Booty shorts?
Nope.
Dangly earrings?
Well... Can't win them all. So that's Lovocracy. It's a free app. It's kind of fun.
But don't
again,
you
want, it's, you know, it's a little...
Let me ask you, though. Okay. Don't you want the network that's got the most people? Isn't there the network effect where you don't... that's probably just as good or maybe even better than Pinterest. Who knows? But don't you want to be where everybody is? It's like there's... The Vimeo is better than YouTube, but everybody's at YouTube. So you want to kind of be on YouTube.
I don't know. I feel like the Pinterest... way of life is, I don't know how social I feel when I'm on Pinterest. Okay, let's open up Pinterest.
It feels like it should be social, right?
Speaking of Pinterest, well, it is social. You can certainly follow people's boards or follow certain users. I can look at, you know, the popular stuff on Pinterest. But in general, I feel like Pinterest is kind of this place. Tanya and I were actually talking about this before the show, that it's like you don't really talk to people on Pinterest. I guess you can comment here and there on
You're right. There isn't like a conversation.
No, not really. I mean,
it's more like, look at this. I got this dress. How do you like it?
I could add a comment. Yeah, but
it's
like...
People don't... doesn't look like even they do that.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really ever do that. But on my... let's look at my Pinterest board. Here we go. Create a board for the home. So a little while ago, I decided that I wanted to get a new entertainment center, like for my... Everybody okay back there?
Wow.
for my TV. So Pinterest is great for that because I go ahead and pin stuff that I think, looks nice.
Yeah.
And since then, I've decided I don't have enough money to buy any of these things. But now I've got them for the times that I do. So that's actually why I use Pinterest. I pin stuff that I think is cool.
So you, it's not a social network for you. It's a scrapbook
all.
For you. It's like a
totally.
Notebook.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people feel
common?
That way about Pinterest.
Oh,
I think
really?
So.
Okay.
You know, If you were remodeling your house, where would you save pictures?
I did. Well, it's funny that you should say that because when I was shopping for my apartment some time ago and thinking, oh, I want this, that, I Pinterested it. And it wasn't so much because I wanted other people to see it, although it was public, but it was more so I would because Pinterest integrates nicely with how you surf, right? You have a Pinterest button as you're surfing along. You just go, oh, yeah, Pinterest that. Oh, yeah, Pinterest that.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you're right. It's more for, it was, I used it more like that, more like a scrapbooking. Kind of, scrapbook, not scrapbooking.
I love Pinterest. Now, we mentioned that sometimes Pinterest isn't... Sometimes you can click through and buy an item, or you know, it'll take you to the originating source. Like if I looked at Entertainment Center, and it might take me to Crate and Barrel, and then I can buy it if I want to. A social network, you could call it a social network, but it's all about buying and crafting, is Etsy, which has been around for a million years.
See, I love Etsy.
Now, when's the last time you bought something on Etsy?
Maybe 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not But I mean, as gifts for my daughter and for Lisa, for gifts for women, it's a great place to go.
Yes.
Because they're beautiful. Adorable. They're handmade. You feel like you're supporting a real artist.
Yes.
In fact, well, I don't know if I should say this on the air. It's probably not for public consumption.
But
Lisa actually has been buying for somebody on Etsy, and she had some extra stuff. She sent it to her, and the woman sent her a kind note back and said, you know, I lost a child last year, and and Etsy for me has been an outlet to create and stuff. And it really touched my heart that you sent me these things that I can use to craft more of the kind of jewelry you like. And that was just, that was a social experience.
Yeah.
Much more so than buying something on Amazon or eBay would be.
Right.
I think it's great.
Well,
I love Etsy.
That's the beautiful thing about Etsy is... I think they've actually recently changed their terms of service so that you're allowed to mass market a product. I don't know. There's some.
But it's usually handmade, right?
Yeah. No. The idea is these are independent people. For example, this bird scarf. Love it. Absolutely love,
love it.
And yeah, it's $18. I'm acting like, you know, that's. I don't know. That doesn't seem like a lot. Oh, this is so cute. Look at those. Somebody get those for me. It's a bird. It's an earring.
It's a bird.
It's a dangly bird.
It's a bird.
Love birdie on Twitch.
It's a bird.
$30. Anyway, Etsy is, I think, if you are looking for, and by the way, this all looks like jewelry and everything, but there are quite a few different categories on Etsy. The mobile accessories, for example. You know, maybe you want something that's, maybe you want a cute little cat felt iPhone pouch.
I do want a little cute cat iPhone pouch.
Thought you would.
Oh, I want it so bad.
Come on.
Oh.
Green cat felt phone case for iPhone and smart. See, that's
actually
adorable.
You should have that.
That's just adorable.
That should be you. I don't even know why you haven't done that already. That is so you.
That was very eloquent of you.
Why have you not done that? You should do that.
Anyway, I love Etsy. It's a great iPad app. I actually know a couple people who work over there in the design department at Etsy, and they're pretty smart folk over there. But it's a perfect place.
Are they in the Bay Area?
They are based in New York.
New York.
But I believe they're opening an office in Silicon Valley, if I remember
correctly. I feel good about buying stuff on Etsy because I feel like I'm buying from a real person who's really doing something and.
And the nice thing is, as an Etsy seller, I don't really have anything to sell. But let's say you wanted to start selling some of your photography. You were saying that Lisa's a really good photographer. And
she's
you guys
amazing.
Have been,
and we've been making these watercolor prints.
I
think
you
she could
sell those.
You know what? She should have an Etsy account.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to talk to her tomorrow.
Good.
When she gets over being mad at me for revealing that thing I just revealed.
Okay.
It's not for public consumption.
I see.
Have I ever mentioned We Heart It?
Because
to me, this is about as close to Pinterest as you can get. I think I briefly mentioned it.
Okay. We Heart It.
It is in the Bay Area, and it's a new social network that's quite popular among certain people. And if you look at it, it does feel very much like Pinterest, but it's not... I don't know. It's not designed focused. So I can heart this image, and that would save it to my profile.
Mm-hmm.
I can follow Eskimo, because I think anybody who posts pictures of donuts...
are okay with me.
Okay with me. So let's just follow Donut Boy. Miley... I don't like Miley.
Do we heart that?
I can't unheart it. I wish I could unsee it, frankly. But let's move back and look at other things. So this is the same idea. Video is on here, which is something I don't know if Pinterest does. That's an animated GIF, actually. So this is a large-ish network that is growing very rapidly. And I think it's kind of intriguing. It's called We Heart It.
But what's the theme? What's happening here?
It's
donuts,
image.
Miley.
It's just image.
I see. So
images.
It's stuff that...
It's images.
Okay. All right.
Forever 21.
Forever young, man.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Tumblr a little bit. In fact, you noticed a number of these images came from Tumblr. I could take an image on my camera roll and upload it, for instance.
So it's like...
I can go to the web, and as I'm browsing the web within the We Heart It app, I can also heart images as I see them. You're right, our site. It actually is a very simple way to heart it. See, at the bottom, The controls actually have a heart. So if I like something, I'm sorry, this is not...
Our internet has only
when we do this show.
I know. It's iPad specific, I find.
Oh, it could be the iPad.
What's happening?
Well, it's just a compatibility issue.
Yeah. I had issues with my iPad on a different set
last
week.
I'm going to search for something that I... Oh, well, all right. Well, you take it for granted I'd be able to do this, okay? I could see who I'm following. These are all people that I'm following. Eskimo's been posting a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I know how you love a smoky eye. It's really...
There's nothing like the eye.
Nothing like a good smoky eye, you know? Actually, that's quite nice.
See? You might want to heart that yourself.
I think I'm going to heart it, Eskimo.
I'll heart it for you.
Thank you.
Now, I can put a new collection, just like Pinterest, right?
That actually came from a Tumblr blog.
So yeah, a lot of these do.
So it's a place to...
So I could search Tumblr and then maybe save some stuff. It feels like Tumblr, except it's just images. It's just images.
I get the sense that people on We Hearted are very young.
I get the sense that people on the internet are very young.
It's a youthful...
In fact, when you get to be my age...
You start to feel a little...
Everybody's very young.
You start to feel a little long in
the
tooth.
The cops are very young.
Well, so, I mean, you're...
So that's, I think, the closest competition...
The cops.
You got
when
it.
When you're
finally.
My age, I the said, police
the
force
police
is
force.
Young.
That's what I was saying. And you just, it took you, I don't know why, a minute before that just sinked into your head.
It takes a while sometimes.
So I think this is the closest thing to Pinterest in the sense that it is starting to get a larger and larger network. Tumblr, though, we shouldn't forget Tumblr.
I know.
Tumblr has an excellent iPad app. Has very similar capabilities, only it's not just image or product focused. I think the thing about Pinterest is it tends to be product focused. Like you usually store a link where you can buy that. Mm-hmm. And same with the other one you just showed. This is image focused, not at all product focused. Tumblr can be anything. Can be products, can be quotes, can be video. Well, actually, they don't like video much, apparently. But they can be stills. It can be, long blog posts even. Text post. So I think Tumblr is actually a very good example of this.
Tumblr's kind of weird because...
It's really anything you want it to be.
Yeah, it has a reputation for being, the place where you find funny animated GIFs, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people just use it as a blog platform. They're just writing long-form
stuff.
Marissa
Meyer uses it for her blog.
Well,
the CEO of Yahoo. Of course, she owns it.
You're right.
But that's her blog. Better. I think before she owned it. That was where her blog was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even think I've ever read anything of hers.
We've showed it a couple of times.
I should probably follow Marissa Meyer on Tumblr.
Yeah.
I actually haven't used Tumblr much. You know, this is actually in the same category as if you like Pinterest, and it is called Maker. I mentioned it briefly.
I'm interested in this. Does this make magazine?
No.
Oh, it's a different kind of make.
This is making your own...
Scrapbook.
Business. No. Business cards,
okay,
thank you cards.
Guessing.
Save the dates for a wedding. You can, let's say, these are like really cute thank you cards. You go ahead and let's say, yes, I want a thank you card. And then you can go ahead and design it. So I can decide what I want to write on it. Maybe I'm not wanting to actually say thank you. Oops. Where's my... There we go. Maybe I would like to say Thanu.
That's
more.
How we say thank you on my planet.
Thanu.
Thanu, thanu.
And then when you're done, you can actually print it out if, of course, your iPad is connected to a AirPrint printer.
I think we should start a new thing. Thanu cards.
Thanu. I love it.
I do like it.
It's good.
I think you got a hit on your hands.
Thank you.
An idea whose time has come.
That's right. So
Who has time to say thank you?
And then what's
just
nice?
Say Thanu.
Thanu. Yeah, exactly. You save... Like
a lot of
not much.
Something
you don't
letters.
Have to use a K.
K Y O or space.
K. Nobody wants
four whole
that.
Letters. Say
wants that. Anyway, that's Maker. There's quite a bit to it. I mean, I'm not going to go ahead and make a bunch of cards because that would be extremely
And are these
boring.
Cards physical or are they digital?
No, they're all digital.
So they're not going to send you a box with cards in it.
Well, you can buy. You can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can order them. And then you can decide to buy them, and then they'll send them to you. So it's more cost-effective way to print out some wedding invitations, say, or picnic, or business card, or whatever.
How about a Pinterest that's geographically focused? The idea of, as you go around, attaching stories, pictures, information about places you visit.
I love that.
Katarina Fake was on Triangulation a couple of weeks ago, and she showed us Findery, which I really, really like. Now, there's no iPad app yet, although she says they're coming soon. But this is Findery, and the idea of Findery is you can travel. This is where I am. You could see people who have posted things in this area, or you could go somewhere else. Let's go to New York City, and we could see what people have posted there. And the kind, whoops, I just said New Torque, but fortunately, it realized I was talking about New York. So these are all, let's just see what somebody's posted. Chock full of nuts. So this is actually a map, you see. This fella has posted a picture, and he's talking about the history of a restaurant that you may not remember on Broadway, but I do very well, called Chock Full of Nuts. They opened in 1926. It was a coffee shop. In the 50s, they started selling their own brand of coffee. But they stopped doing it in the 80s. And so Leslie Wong posted this. I think this is great. And he posted it right where it was.
So the idea is like...
history, memories.
A little context
it could
to
be
a
personal.
Place.
It could be personal as well. Let's go back to Petaluma.
It's not so much like a Wikipedia. It's more of a...
well,
you're going to learn about where people have been and why they were there.
It's like a super personal Wikipedia.
Okay.
It's kind of what it is.
That's neat.
So let's see what people have posted here. Here's Eileen posted something just a while ago. Andre Nantel said, I'm at the Twit Cottage. Let's see what he says about it. And then he's talking about the history of Twit. And there's
there
a picture.
Are.
So I think this is... I want more people to use it because I just think it's so cool. Rabbits to visit. Heather, apparently, has made a collection of rabbit art museums or rabbit-related locations. So that's another thing you can do, which is... so this
wow.
is like Pinterest okay. a little bit. You create your own kind of... is this kind of like a scrapbook or a book? Where she's got 46 notes all over the world about rabbit stuff.
Apparently there's a rabbit museum somewhere in
Singapore.
Kuala
this is the place for bunnies and their humans, a place where good friendship.
Okay.
I mean, okay, rabbits, maybe you think that's silly, but...
well, no, but it's something that Heather cares about, and so she's
it can
gone.
Be an almost infinite number of things. I mean, that's what I really love. I want this to take off, frankly. Because I think it's just a really great service, and it will get better and better as more and more people
right.
Post to it.
Sure.
I
know that we've talked about Findery on Twit before, but it's kind of neat that there's already stuff for this.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
Katarina
came on a few weeks ago, and it had just launched.
That's right.
We talked to her
yeah.
a year and a half ago when it was in early beta under a different name.
I don't remember what the name.
I can't either.
Pinwheel.
Pinwheel. Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Pinterest pinwheel. I guess there maybe is a similarity. Here's Katarina's collection of signs, cool old signs. There's 19 notes. So you could be a photographer, you could be a historian, you could be collecting, I guess, you know, but anything, as long as it's location based, you could collect anything. I just love Findery. I really, really enjoy it. And I think people should just put it on their phone, carry it around. And whenever you're somewhere interesting,
there's
going to
be
drop
some. Yeah, this is the place where you're like, you know, there's a really good story behind this old barn, and this is the place that you write that story.
Letters to friends and random strangers. This guy posts just like as he goes around, I guess, or she goes around, posts little notes. Love letter number 2. I mean, this is wild.
I love it.
Don't you think that's great?
I do.
Please, everybody, let's all start using Findery. I think the potential for this is fabulous.
You've got to start
free
leaving
to
notes
join.
For people.
I have to start doing
that's,
it.
That's you
free
gotta
to join.
Dish it out.
You can follow people. You can create your own kind of binder of interesting notes of other people, not just your own. I just think this is a great idea. And when I was traveling, I said I wish I had an application that would let me kind of take notes as I travel around. I didn't have this. Next time I travel, I'll be taking Findery with me. So that's... and it's free.
Love it.
Katarina
Findery.
Fakes, new thing.
Yeah, no, Findery was
she
great.
She started Flickr. That's probably where you've heard that name before.
Yes. And in fact, Heather, the rabbit gal, is also a former Flickr...
oh, you recognize
employee.
Her.
...employee.
Ah,
yes.
There you go.
I'm starting to know everyone on the internet at this point.
I think
you
know everyone.
I know her.
Oh yeah, Heather. I know Heather.
Yeah, she used to work at Flickr.
Yeah.
So we record this show live on Mondays right after Triangulation for everybody who watches the show live. It's at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. But of course, you can watch or listen whenever you like. Use your TiVo, for example.
Oh, I have a TiVo, you know.
I didn't know that until...
I just got it.
You did?
Yeah, Jason Snell from Macworld Magazine was on MacBreak Weekly about a month ago.
Yeah.
And we said, you know, TiVo works great with Comcast here. You can get on demand.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all... And so I bought it, and I love it. I'm going to do a review for Before You Buy in the next few days.
Oh, good.
Because I am a big fan all
so
of a
sudden. TiVo's like... It's not like old tech.
Well,
TiVo's,
that remember, TiVo's we talked lot. About it all the time on the screensavers.
Yeah.
I mean, it is old tech. I wrote a book in 19... Well, probably it was 2002 with Gareth Branwyn on a TiVo Series 1, how to
Gosh,
hack it.
That's right.
And
what was the other TiVo competitor that ended up going away?
Replay. Went out of business.
That's right.
But don't worry, because several of those people have gone on to fame and fortune in other contexts. Yeah, TiVo's around. We'll talk about it sometime. One of the things it does is Slingbox-style stuff. I can actually watch my TiVo from here. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And anywhere in
you
the house.
You can control it.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're going to talk about
and it's
now.
Got TiVo suggestions. So you're watching Game of Thrones and something really horrible happens at a wedding, which seems to happen a lot.
Yeah.
You just go, tunk, 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 on thumbs down. You just say, I don't want that. Stop that. Knock it off.
But then...
No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Actually, I did
You don't actually change the plot.
No, you can't change the
Darn.
Plot.
Darn.
When they
That'd
invent
so
that,
cool.
I'm buying it.
Yeah.
But right now...
Choose your own adventure.
Thumbs up or thumbs down says I like the show or don't like it. And
yeah.
then TiVo, because it's got time on its hands, apparently it's not doing much.
Yeah.
We'll just record shows whenever it feels like it based on your thumbs up and thumbs down.
Okay.
Which is great.
So TiVo is becoming self-aware is what you're saying. Interesting. Okay. I'm in. TiVo.
But that's not what we're here to talk
no,
about today.
That's
today we're talking about what you do with your old gadgets. Do
yeah.
you have old gadgets?
Oh, you know I do, Leo.
What do you do with your old iPads, your iPhones?
They
your...
just sit in a junk drawer taking up space.
And wasting money.
I'm a dummy. I'm a dumb
you could
person.
Get money out of that and have an empty drawer.
I could probably pay my taxes if I sold all my gadgets.
I'm telling you. You could get a deduction on buying the gadgets and then get a deduction when you get some cash when you sell them.
There you go. So how do I do that, though?
Well, Gazelle, of course. So Gazelle is the
fastest. Nobody wants my old stuff?
Well, Gazelle wants it.
Oh, okay.
They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads if you ever have any of those lying around.
I do, in fact.
Of course you do.
In fact,
yeah.
I got a broken iPhone right now.
That's sad. When I see that, I hurt inside.
Yeah, I know. It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to it, actually, which is also not good.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
Well, it's nice because it'll scrape your fingerprints off, and then that way you won't be able to lose the thing to... You
know. Uh-huh. What does Gazelle do? How does it work?
Go there. And what you do is you say, here's what I got. Now, they won't buy anything. They won't buy used white elephants, but they will buy iPads, iPods, cell phones from all the major manufacturers, including BlackBerry, of course, all your old iPhones. So let's say you want a new iPhone, and you got an old iPhone 5 sitting in the drawer there. Just tell them all about it, what the carrier is and how much memory you got there. And boom, $225. What? They're going to pay me more than I paid Verizon for that old iPhone. And now what happens is you're guaranteed that price for 30 days, so you don't have to act right now. In fact, what I would do is to take those next 30 days to not only add more stuff to your Gazelle checkout, you know, it's kind of like a shopping cart in reverse. What would be the opposite of shopping cart? Shopping cart is where you're buying something. It's the opposite. You're selling a wheelbarrow. You add it to your Gazelle wheelbarrow, and then...
definitely the opposite of a shopping cart.
Right?
On two ends of the spectrum, there's a shopping cart, and way over the other side is a wheelbarrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have 30 days also to buy the new thing, transfer the data over, wipe your data, that kind of thing. When you're ready, you say, okay, I'm ready. Check out my wheelbarrow. And Gazelle will send you a box with a shipping label. They pay the shipping. And you just send it back to them. They turn around very quickly there. If you forget to wipe the data, their data experts will wipe it for you. I mean, I always recommend wipe it first. But if you forget, don't worry, or you can't because it's broken, don't worry, they will. And then they'll send you cash or a PayPal if you want right away. Or if you're a big Amazon user, my recommendation, get the Amazon gift card because they add 5% to the value of that. $100 million plus paid out to customers. 1.5 million trade-ins. It is fast. It's safe. It's easy. It's gazelle.com. You've heard us talk about it before. Don't waste any time. Get some money now. Get that drawer empty. Get your wheelbarrow out. Gazelle it. gazelle.com.
You know, on Wednesday, today's Monday the 21st, on Wednesday is Apple's latest earnings report.
Yeah.
So ahead of that, you start getting analysts starting to talk about, well, how's it looking for Apple?
Right.
Apparently, iPads are on a slight decline in sales. That's the
story. Why do you think that is? Because, I mean, I love the Air, the MacBook, Retina, Mini with Retina is great.
I do not have a Mini with Retina, but I love my iPad Air.
I think people have bought their iPad and they saturated a little bit, maybe, you think?
Well, there was...
Although, look, see those peaks? See how that happens? It's when they announce a new one, boom, sells like crazy, and then... So I guess they're going to announce a new one in the fall. Seems like it's tailing off a little soon.
It was a couple weeks ago. There was an article that we talked about, I don't remember who wrote it, but the theory was an iPad is just not like an iPhone. You can't expect most people.
It's like a turnover every 2 years.
Exactly. A lot of people don't have contracts for their iPads. Right. I mean, I have one, but many people are just Wi-Fi only, and it's kind of like as long as it works. And you're happy with it. And once you've got the Retina, it's like, I don't know.
Notice another thing, though, about this graph.
All right.
Brian, will you pull it up? Even as it's dipping, it's still bigger than it's, any other time.
Right.
Right? Except the biggest, the one peak previous, two peaks previous, but the rest of the current sales for the last two quarters, still bigger than any quarter since 2010, except for two. So it's not like it's... They're in trouble.
It's still trending upward.
Yeah.
20% of Apple's total sales are iPads.
By the way, that's Rush Limbaugh that wrote this article. I think that's interesting.
Is that the thing?
No. Just Philip Elmer DeWitt, you're looking more like Rush all the time.
Yeah, Philip's a little, svelter.
I like Philip a lot. I'm just teasing. I like to tease. I'm a teaser. So, notice. I mean, you could say, the sales are dropping, as they always do. But even with the dropping sales, the sales are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Better than any quarter, all but two quarters in the last 4 years. Okay, I'll take it.
Right. But, I don't know. We have to have something to talk about.
I have something to talk about.
Okay. What would you like to talk about?
I was a little upset.
Okay.
Because as you mentioned, we took last week off so you could go to Coachella.
Correct.
And so we recorded two shows.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The minute
we done.
Finished the second show, Adobe came out with Lightroom for the iPad.
Oh, God, that killed me.
The minute.
It killed me.
It's like if you had done it an hour earlier, we would have gotten it in the show.
So have you been playing around?
I love it. Let me just give you a little quick tour, okay? Because we didn't get... It would have been my app cap 2 weeks ago. It's a shame that they did it after this. Adobe, don't you know what iPad today's on? But it is great. If you use Lightroom on your Mac or your PC as your photo processing tool, and a lot of photographers do, it's a heavy-duty tool. I mean, it's a... What is it now? $100? They've dropped the price quite a bit. But it's a serious tool for photographers that allow you to do triage, go through thousands of pictures and pick the ones you like to process them, fix white balance. If you shoot camera raw, for instance, you've got to have Lightroom. You can fix the white balance. You can tweak the color. And you can even do more refined stuff. You know, a lot of the Photoshop features like healing are in it as well. You can do color and change regions, dodge and burn, all of that stuff. But it's always been something you do sitting down at your desktop computer or maybe on a laptop. And I always wished I could do it on an iPad. And we've talked about a lot of iPad alternatives to Lightroom, but nothing that really worked perfectly with Lightroom until now. It does. So you'll need the latest version of Lightroom. How did this get all whopper-jawed? Let me move this out a little bit so you can see it. But you need the latest version of Lightroom on your desktop. And you'll need to make collections of the photos that you want on your iPad. But what's nice is once you have that collection, you can right-click on it and say, sync to my iPad. Now, what it's actually doing is uploading itself to Adobe's cloud, and then it downloads a smaller version of it for your iPad. You notice how quickly these photos came in, and I've got a lot of photos. Let's go to Venice. What do you say? These are pictures that I should have gone through months ago, and you can see I haven't. Because there's 18 pictures of clouds and things like that. There's just a lot of pictures, and really I only want a few of these. Now, what's great about this is these pictures, let's pick one here at random. This was at the Glass Factory. These pictures are high quality, but they're not these are all shot raw, so I'm able to see it on my iPad. That's the first time I've been able to see it. I think it converts to a JPEG. But what I can do on this is, and notice if I double tap it with, there's some things I can do. If I double tap it, I can get the EXIF information. I see a histogram. I can get rid of those if I just want to look at it, or I can control it that way. And now I can do many of the adjustments, not all, but many of the adjustments I would do if I were working in Photoshop. So here is the color temperature. Let's say I want to adjust the white balance. I can do it right here. Now here, the beauty part of this is the metadata, that is the changes I make, are synchronized back to Lightroom. So non-destructively, of course, so you're not going to change the original. But I can, in fact, sit here on my iPad. This is the dream of every photographer. I can sit on my iPad. I can sit at the couch. I can go through photos. I can pick the photos I want. In fact, as I'm browsing them, if I swipe up, that's a pick. If I swipe down, that's a reject. Or I can put it in the middle, which is just no flag at all. So now I can go through a ton of photos very quickly, pick the ones. Let's see, I don't like that one. Terrible picture. Ah, that's a good picture. I'm going to pick that one. Mm-hmm. I can make the adjustments I need to make, and you see there's quite a few more. I very often, for instance, in Photoshop, as part of my processing, I'll bump the clarity and the vibrance just a little bit. It just makes it pop a little bit. On this picture, I might take the blacks down a little bit. And improve the shadows, because I have some detail in the shadows I'd like to bring up. So there's the kinds of things that you would do normally in Photoshop you can do very easily with this, including, let's make it an antique Venice picture. How about that? These will be synced back. This is not Instagram filters.
Right.
These are high-quality Lightroom filters. Presets, actually, is what Lightroom calls them. And I can compare the two. I forgot how I do that, but there's a way to compare the original and the previous version, and then it automatically syncs back to Lightroom. So it's a two-way syncing with Lightroom. This is what we've always wanted, those of us who use Lightroom as photography, is now the iPad is a perfect partner for your Lightroom. I can go through so many of these pictures and quickly fix them. It's just wonderful. And it's free if you have Lightroom, so highly recommended. Highly recommended. Lightroom for the iPad is out now.
Lightroom has always been a little, what's the word I'm looking for, intimidating to me, because it seems like a pro tool. But what you're showing me on the iPad is...
You'd be comfortable with that? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I look at Adobe's website, Lightroom is going for...
The way I do it is the Creative Cloud subscription.
Right, which is $50 a month?
No, that's if you get everything. If you just want Lightroom and Photoshop.
Right.
Yeah, I pay $10, but I think it's a little more like $15.
Photoshop, CC, and Lightroom for $9.99 per month.
Yeah, if you were upgrading from an earlier version. And I don't know what the un-upgrade version is, but everybody's upgrading, right? So $9.99 a month, and that includes Lightroom for the desktop and Lightroom for the iPad and Photoshop, too. That's what I said. $10 a month, that's a great deal. And if you're a photographer, it's a must. It's a must. And the Creative Cloud helps because now all of these images are on the cloud. So I've synced these collections up, and now I have them on Lightroom as well.
You know, it's funny. Dropbox is trying to figure out photos. Everybody's trying to do photos. But when it really comes down to it, this seems like, especially if you've got a bunch of high-quality raw photos, such a great way to just go through them, make a few tweaks, but then you've got the original images that are on your computer later when you've got more time.
Exactly.
You can get rid of all those airplane photos that you took for no reason.
I mean, and what happens when, by the way, just so you understand, when I reject a photo, it's not deleted anywhere. I go back to my Lightroom and it says these were rejected. And I can then, if I wish, on my desktop, delete them. So what I'm going
to
do is go through all these. I have 4,000 or 5,000 images from my last trip.
Yeah.
Go through them, get it down to the 100 that I really like. It will sync them to the desktop. If I choose not to delete them from the desktop, I don't have to. But they won't show up if I, filter against them. It's just exactly what everybody's been looking for. Really nicely done. And by the way, remember we saw the preview like a year ago, 2 years ago. And I have to say that was a little crashy and weird. This is rock solid. I haven't had any problems with it at all.
It's quite lovely.
Isn't it
great? And so is that glass thing.
Isn't that neat? Here's the guy doing it.
You went to Venice and you went and saw glass blowing?
Venice, Murano is famous. The Isle of Murano is famous.
Wow. Shows how much
Venetian glass, baby. Well, okay, just a little word of warning. Because, they take you and they give you the tour of the... Here's the glass-blowing factory. They take you there in a boat and they give you the tour of the glass-blowing factory. Mm-hmm. And then they take you to the fine gift shop.
Sure.
Where there's nothing less than $500.
Exactly.
and you feel guilty because you got this guy out of bed.
You're kind of expected to buy something classy.
You know, they've all gone home. They went to lunch. We don't do this in the afternoon, but just for you, we're going to make a horse.
Sure.
And then they expect you to buy something.
See, what you got to do is you got to do like a cheese tour or something.
Then I'd eat it.
Right. mean, at the end of the tour, you just buy a wheel of cheese and it's fine. It's like $10.
It's pretty amazing, though. I mean, he did this out of sand. It was sand like 5 minutes before, and then it's a horse.
It's a horsey. I love it. Hey, so how about this little piece of rumory trivia? Bloomberg reporting that Apple and Shazam are going to team up for music identification.
I think that's true. This is for iOS 8, probably.
Yeah. iOS at some point. So it would be baked into Siri.
Right.
But not just Siri. It would be...
Google already does this. That's why I believe it. It's
okay.
Something in Android phones already.
Really?
Yeah.
But Google's not using Shazam.
No, they do their own thing.
They're...
It's part of Google. So you know the voice dictation?
Yes.
You could say, okay, Google, now listen.
Oh.
And it listens and it tells you what the song is.
Really? They've got some...
They probably license it. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Google, they got more PhDs than Carter's has little liver pills. So
exactly.
They probably... There's an old-fashioned saying.
I don't even know what it means. Carter's and liver pills?
Now we're cooking with gas.
President Carter?
No.
No. I don't
know.
Not
Jimmy. Doctor.
Oh, Dr. Carter.
In any event, so I think Apple, it makes perfect sense, would want to have this feature, too. It's a very useful feature, and I use Shazam all the time. I'm sitting in the barber shop, and the music comes on, and I say, "Who is this? This is great."
It really comes in handy.
And then I hold it up, and then I know who the song is.
For anybody who's not familiar with Shazam, how do I not have Shazam on my iPad? That makes no sense at all. Oh, it must not have been. It's in the cloud. For anybody who's not familiar with Shazam, the nice thing about Shazam is it's not just about music anymore. Yeah, it was in the cloud. It can identify
TV shows. Which is hysterical.
Which is weird.
I've done that. Have you ever done it?
If you're watching it, then you know.
You kind of know what it is.
It's a little different. But I have done that before, and it's quite good at it. It'll be like, you're watching CNN right now.
You know, it's really creepy.
Here's the program.
On Android, the phone, you go to Google Now, it says, I see you're watching TV. Would you like me to identify the show and then look up some stuff about it? It's like, how did you know I'm watching TV?
It's listening to you?
No.
What? How does it know?
I don't know. No, because I have a TV, because all my TVs are online.
Oh.
And they talk. They all talk.
I see.
Behind my back, they're all talking.
So, yeah, Shazam is...
Do you use SoundHound or Shazam?
I use Shazam.
Shazam. They're not much difference, is
it? No. In fact, SoundHound, what is better about SoundHound?
Do they give you lyrics? One of them gives you lyrics.
I think they both do now.
Do they now? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's you have to have it because there's going to be that situation where, yes, you're in a barbershop, you're somewhere, and you're like, what is this song? I need to know. I love it. And that's the way that you do it. It'll listen to what's going on, and then it's quite accurate, actually. Sorry about my hair.
You know what makes real sense for both Apple and Google is they can then tie to the music stores on the respective platforms and say, oh, this is Lords Royals. Would you like to buy it?
Yes, that
so
too.
This makes a lot of sense for Apple to put this in iOS 8.
You know, it's kind of interesting, too, with Shazam, a feature that was introduced a few months ago is continuous listening. So if I have that on...
You mean it always listens all the time?
Yeah.
So, and then you just, pull it out of your pocket and say, what am I listening
to? It'll tell you, too. Like, Shazam is
recording.
Kidding. Yeah, and then it's kind of weird. I haven't figured out why I would necessarily want it on all the time, but what happens is, if you have that on, it will just give you a little list of all the things that you've listened to.
That you've heard?
Yeah. But you have to be careful with that because it's on
right now. It seems like it would use bandwidth and...
battery.
I mean, it seems like it might not be a good idea. I don't know. It could just be sipping.
I would say there are probably, I don't know, like specific times where that would make sense. I don't think you'd want it on all the time. But that is a feature. I don't know how that would play into something that's baked into iOS 8. But I think having, song identification specifically for Apple makes a lot of sense in iOS 8 because... If you like a track and Apple says, here's what it is. Here's it in the iTunes store. Would you like to buy it for 99 cents? Then you might be likely to do that since music purchasing is on the decline.
Since we're all
streaming our stuff now.
I would love it if I could. Because I always think of Shazamming it after. You know, like it's almost too...
Yeah.
And the song's over. So I would love it if I could just look at the end of my day. I like this kind of thing. Remember I was wearing that camera that would take pictures of everything that I did? I like the idea of going at the end of my day and just reviewing. Like all the songs I heard, the people I talked to.
Kind of the idea with Shazam continuous listening.
I think that's a good idea.
Do you?
Yes.
I'm
not even being silly here. I like that idea. Yeah. Because, you know, it happens all day that there's music going on all the time. And I don't know. I haven't done it. But I would think that you would go and you would look at the list and you go, oh, yeah, I remember I was standing there talking to Sarah and that song was playing. And I liked that song.
Right.
And I would like to buy that song. It just seems like that would be a natural thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
You know our friend Allison Sheridan?
Lover from the Nozilla cast.
Correct. She sent us a nice email and said, a few weeks back, somebody asked whether there was an app that would let you see if a Wi-Fi network was using WPA or the weaker WAP. She says, I think knowing the answer to that would give you a false sense of security, though. Whether that free Wi-Fi network is WPA or WAP, you're unprotected anyway because you're sharing the network with every other moocher, right?
That's a very good point.
Except for maybe checking your friend's network, and then couldn't you just ask them, knowing that it's WPA2 would give that false sense of security. Allison says, the right question should be, what's the best VPN software for iOS? She says, Cloak just launched Cloak 2, and it's freaking awesome, according to Allison.
If Allison likes it, I'm getting it.
Yeah, you install it on your Mac and iOS devices, then you can tell it which are trusted networks, like your home Wi-Fi, cellular connections. Then, if you go into Starbucks, Google Wi-Fi pops up. Automatically, the VPN kicks in. The user is completely out of the loop. $4 a month, or you can buy a cup.
Can I borrow a cup of
VPN for $4 for 1 week or $10 for 1 month?
She's making a little joke.
She's making a little joke. Getcloak.com if you are interested in that.
Because we also have an advertiser that does this, I should mention. ProXPN.
That's right.
So ProXPN has they have an iPhone app. I'm looking to see, and unfortunately, it's. Yeah, they have also an iPad version of their ProXPN VPN. So that's another good choice. If you're a subscriber to ProXPN, you can do that. I do think that's a very good idea. If you use your iPad on Wi-Fi, if you're using it on as you might be on your AT&T or Verizon network, I believe that's relatively secure. You don't have to worry about that. But when you're at a coffee shop and you're using Wi-Fi, it is a very risky thing to do. And using a VPN would be a very good idea, I think. Especially if you're traveling around. Allison's a big world traveler. She knows you don't want to go to a coffee shop in Istanbul and say, hey, here I am. Here's my passwords, boys. You want to use a VPN.
Especially
absolutely.
In Istanbul.
Yeah.
Don't give anybody your passwords in Turkey.
Don't be tweeting. Turkey's a great place. It's very safe, but...
Turkey's lovely.
I worry about the government at this point.
They've got some issues. Okay, so we got another email from Juan, who's in Bogota, Colombia. Hello, Juan. Who says, there's an app called Cook. It went live the same day that iOS 7 was released. It's a social cookbook. Really enjoyed the show. This is in response to, we did cooking apps recently. And yes, you're correct. We've actually talked about Cook. It's been a while now. It was last year at some point. But what's neat about Cook as an app is, not only is it a place for me to find recipes from trusted chefs, cook team masters, like if I go into the chef area here, these are experts. Nikki Lowe. I am not familiar with Nikki Lowe, but I sure like the look of that wild stone bass, pan-seared bass, caramelized Jerusalem artichoke. Yeah, so you get some recipes here. You know, it's pretty standard stuff. Some photos. And this is stuff that you can like, but it's not just that. And it actually kind of looks like the paper app. I can make my own recipe.
I love that, Sarah Lane. I want her recipes.
Right, exactly. I don't actually.
Can you share them?
Yes.
I think this is great.
Yeah, so it's a place to collect recipes, find recipes from other folks, but also add your own. I just made this, so there's nothing actually in there, but I can go ahead and add a recipe in my foods section, and that's.
Foods.
I tried to give it a clever
She's
name.
She's got mad earlier. Food skills.
Yeah. These are, if I were to like some of the chef's recipes, if I go back to, let's go into the cook team here, and if I like something here, for example, these potatoes, zucchini fritters look amazing.
Oh, I want those.
Go ahead and like those. You get comments from people who have used. I actually find that maybe the best place to read blog comments is on recipes, because everyone's commenting
cooks
about, like,
are good people.
Exactly. And they want to be like, you know what? I love this recipe, but I actually added a little bit more salt here. Here's,
that's great.
You know, or here's where I deviated, yeah, type of a thing. Yeah. So I actually find that really helpful. Zucchini fritters, I should really make those.
Mm-hmm.
Zucchini can be so boring sometimes. See, that's great.
That's
so
why zucchini is a good food to cook with, because it has no personality of its own.
Right.
So you give it personality with the way you prepare it.
Oh, I like the way you phrased that. So there's my like in there. So it's a place to collect recipes, but also add your own. And then, yes, I could put together my own zucchini fritter recipe and share it with you, Leo, add a photo.
Well, the reason I ask, it's funny. This morning I sent an email to my mom, saying, because she just sent me a recipe. I said, I need this recipe, and this recipe of yours. And what she does is she kind of types them into an email or whatever. But she really, I think, really enjoyed doing this, making a little cookbook with this app, and then sharing it with me, and then I'd have it. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Mom's cooking.
It's good stuff. You know, speaking of cooking apps, it always strikes a chord, because everybody loves eating. Whenever we talk about cooking apps, we get an influx of emails from people saying, you forgot this other one that's so good.
People, you know what, okay, go ahead, and then I'm gonna say something.
Okay. But you go ahead.
Well, I'm reading Michael Pollan's new book, Cooked.
Okay.
And I love this guy. He wrote The Omnivore's Dilemma. He's all about, he's the guy who really said, you know, eating local, fresh food. And his premise is the best diet is to cook.
Yeah.
If you cook your own food, you will eat healthy food. And don't worry about anything else. Just cook your own food.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful book, but he talks about how important cooking is socially and culturally to us. And he says, you know, the average American cooks 27 minutes a day. He said the average American watches more TV shows about cooking than they spend time cooking.
I believe
We love watching the Food Network.
Right.
But we don't cook. We go and we buy something packaged, or we go to a fast food restaurant. And so this is good. We should be promoting this. Everybody should be cooking more.
Yeah, because you don't, like, cook your own cake. Well, you can't.
Well, he says this with French fries. He says, if you were making French fries from scratch, you might do it once in a while. You wouldn't have them every day.
No.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Deep fryer.
But he says industrial cooking... you know, corporate cooking is very different from human cooking, personal cooking.
Also, when you get zucchini fritters at Arby's, I don't know, probably a lot of fat in there. They're supposed to taste good. That's the only goal.
Salt,
they
sugar.
They just want you to think that it tastes good. If you make your own, you're like, I can't put that much butter on this. That's crazy.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to kill myself.
That's his exact point. He says, don't worry so much about what you're eating. Cook it. Cook it yourself. The more you do fresh ingredients that you cook yourself, the healthier you will be.
I would eat a lot less ice cream if I...
Yeah, you're not going to make ice cream, right?
Probably not.
You might
not.
Make it once in a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really great treat.
Yeah, it's too hard.
But unless you've got, you know, liquid nitrogen in the freezer...
No, I don't.
You're not going to make ice cream every night.
Got another email. Says, just watch your cooking apps episode, and you missed a great one. The app is called My Recipe Book. It's great on the iPad. Even syncs with the iPhone.
You can
enter your own recipes, add a photo. It's a great way to add recipes from the internet. Now you no longer have a lot of bookmark recipes that you forget about. I do that, actually.
I've been using Evernote, frankly.
Which is also a...
And they have a little food app for Evernote.
Evernote Food.
Yeah, that lets you do recipes and everything. And so it's, you know, it works.
I downloaded my recipe book. Here it is. And
It's $1.99.
Yeah. It's $2.
Looks good.
Yeah. You've got a ton of recipes here. It's very skeuomorphic. Right? Looks like your little notepad here. You can add a recipe. You can find recipes that are available online, which is kind of nice. So if I were to say zucchini and go ahead and search
for some fritter stuff. This is so funny because I used to use a program called MasterCook, which was the program for doing this on PCs. And it went away. And I really loved the simple data entry. And this, look at the data entry screen for this. It's really great. It's really easy to use. I love this. I'm going to download this.
Yeah.
The only thing I worry about is there is a standard cookbook format that a lot of programs read, and I hope it saves out in a standard format, because otherwise then I'm going to have to... My recipe book will be the only format I'll be able to use. You know, that'll be kind of a pain. This is great. You get a shopping list.
Yeah.
Grandma's stuffed zucchini.
I love it.
Zucchini fritters.
Zucchini fritters. I can't stop looking at them. That's all I want now. Zucchini fritters.
It's funny because we mentioned Epicurious. That's an Epicurious recipe, but they've obviously imported that in.
Yeah. Well, I just imported it.
You did.
I did. Well, because I looked it up online, and then I said, bring it into my recipe book. You got to go ahead and have a grocery list if you want to make sure that you've got the right ingredients.
Oh, this looks really good.
Yeah, it's nice stuff.
It imports from the web. I presume it's going to export in a standard format. They have a cloud-based sync called Recipe Sync.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting this. Worth $2.
This email was from Deanna,
Thanks, Deanna.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
Good app. You're right. We did miss it. And I'm glad that we didn't forever. We love hearing from all of you. Thanks to everybody who emails us, leaves us voicemails, tweets at us, thinks nice things about us. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-iPad, I-P-A-D. You can send us a video. You can just send us good vibes, and that would be fine as well.
Or send us food.
Or send us food.
But cook it yourself.
But cook it yourself, and make sure they're fritters. Now...
Okay. If there's zucchini in it, we won't get mad at you. Now, Sarah's donning this fine chapeau.
Yeah.
That is French haute couture writ large. That is, and I mean large. We look like we should be going to a fancy dress ball.
And that's...
Why, you may ask?
It's hard to wear this.
Just don't turn your head so fast.
Okay.
Your head is swiveling. Her head's moving, but the hat's not. It has so much momentum. The mass. It's the feathers, you know. Why do we wear hats, you might ask? Because we want to honor the following applications.
There's
with
no
our
better,
App Cap Award.
Oh, App Cap Award time, everybody. There's no better way to say this is a good app than by wearing a hat.
There's no better way to say I love you than wear a fine
clinical
hat.
Tests prove time and time again that apps are best with hats. That's just clinically proven.
Clinically.
It's science.
4 out of 5 doctors.
Agree.
Wear hats.
Hats or your app sucks. Okay, so... Foldify Zoo is my app cap, and I'm very excited.
What?
It's called Foldify Zoo.
Fold a what?
Foldify Zoo.
Foldify Zoo. Oh, this is the folded animals?
Yeah. So this is actually kind of fun. This is, you know, it says it's designed for kids, I think like 9 through 11 or something like that. But it's very cool. If you want to actually...
Sarah, we have a problem with the hat.
Sorry. if you'd like to see something besides feathers, I'm just going to have to go ahead and lay down here. So that you could actually see the app.
It's rather large brim you've got there,
but this
darling.
Is my giraffe. It's kind of cute because not only... This is designed to... You design a animal that's made of paper. But then the point is that you print it out and then it gives you instructions on how to fold it. But if I would like to make changes to this giraffe, I can do so with a variety of I can add little eyes or funny faces or change colors... and that sort of thing. And then it even gives you, it's sort of designed for kids because you get a little bit more information about where in Africa this giraffe is from, the cute little bush elephant as
now
well.
Now, you should have a color printer to really get to take advantage of this.
Right, exactly.
And they're all colored in and stuff. Although, if you got a black and white printer, you can make the kid color it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, you kind of can't lose
what
either.
What color is a lion?
So if I, yeah, right. It's kind of cute. So you've got your little zoo here where you've got all sorts of choices. You can create your own. I made a weird little kangaroo earlier because I was playing around with this.
Wow, it's unfolded.
Right.
That's quite the.
But it's kind of fun because
challenging.
Because I was just playing around making something, stuff look stupid. But you can see, when you're drawing on the.
Oh, you can see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
Oh, that is really neat.
I know. I think
Did you see that? Do that again. So she draws on the flattened piece and it shows how it's going to appear on the kangaroo. That seems like fairly sophisticated. Technical wizardry, right there.
Well, that's
there.
The beauty of the iPad.
It's not such great drawing, but
no. I mean, I've
fairly technical. It's amazing.
This actually looks kind of like a bloody massacre.
It's amazing the amount of brilliant, computer science wizardry is going into it, making your drawing so horrible. Drawing.
I just wanted
just paint it red. There
I
you go.
Just want a red kangaroo. Is that so much to ask?
All in the service of Sarah's very very poor drawing.
Right. Here we go, though.
Oh, there you go. Now, that was easy. There must be a paint bucket there that you missed. There is.
Exactly. There is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that is Foldify
That's
Zoo.
Neat.
It's adorable.
So, I was wrong. I said, print it in black and white, make the kid color it with markers. But, no, you could do it right in the iPad.
You could. Yeah. I mean, you do whatever you want. It is $4.
Oh,
so
I do.
So I, why am I taking this off? But I'm done.
Goodbye. Thank you for joining us.
It's $4, so make sure that you're actually going to print this out and have some fun with it with your kid, or maybe you just like folding
this.
Things.
I love
it's adorable
this.
Though, and yeah. these are like.
Forget balloon animals.
Yeah, this is the new hotness is all about toucans that you fold up and create with a printer.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Have you been watching Neil deGrasse Tyson's amazing recreation of the classic Carl Sagan television show Cosmos?
I have not. Should I be?
Well, you know, it's funny. I watched the first episode. I thought, oh, this is a little too cartoony for me. But that was kind of the overall. And as I've been watching it, it gets better. Yes, it's great. You should be watching it.
Okay.
And if you have an iPad, you should have the companion app Cosmos, presented by Galaxy and Fiat. Turn up the sound, because it's just... You see, I had the sound on when Sarah was demonstrating hers, but now you don't have the sound on anymore. Oh, I made sound, man.
Come on, man.
Come
what's
on,
your
man.
Sound?
So, these are the different episodes. When Knowledge Conquered Fear. I like that, don't you?
I've got the sound up.
No, you had it up when Sarah was doing her demo, because I heard the rocket ship go through space. So, maybe you flip-flopped our sound.
But now I've got it up.
Well, nothing's happening now because your iPad is hates our network.
Here's the cosmic calendar.
So the whole idea of this
look
is
at this.
To
look at this.
Learn
13.8 billion years in a single calendar.
Whoa, where are we going?
Well, we're going to the beginning of time.
Oh, which was January 1st.
January 1st, and then we're going to go
the day that everything started.
Exactly, and we can just go through the whole. calendar.
This is a really interesting
it's a good,
app.
It's a good app if you have internet access. I could tell you that right now. Or sound. Be really nice if we had internet access or sound. So all the episodes are here. It's a companion to it. If you're watching, Cosmos is really a great show to watch with the kids because it's a fabulous introduction to science. Most of our viewers probably know a lot of what they talk about in Cosmos. But it's a great introduction to kids in a very palatable way to science, to astronomy, to the history of our planet. Very nice job with Cosmos.
So this is like your second screen for watching the program.
Think of it almost as a textbook.
Yeah.
You know, and I think in previous years, probably with the original Cosmos, they'd make a book. But now they can do more, and they can do a lot of animation and so forth. So there's the synopsis. Here we go. And now it's moving.
See, I thought that Cosmos was like a one-time thing, but it's a series.
It's a series. Yeah, we're getting audio. Thank you. So this is a little preview of the episode. They do have the sponsors in there, but, you know, it must have been very expensive.
Our ship of the imagination is now so small, you could fit a million of them into a grain of sand.
Mind-blowing.
So those guys over there strutting along those girders.
Isn't that great?
They are
DNA.
Proteins called kinesin.
So you can see it's a little cartoony.
Crew that's busy moving cargo around.
But it's designed to appeal to the 12-year-old, the 11-year-old, the 10-year-old.
Right. Yeah.
And get them excited about science. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. They're doing a really nice job.
Including the I know that there are a lot of adults I know love this.
Yeah. Now, that was just the teaser. So you're not going to get full episodes on this. But if you have... TV, you can, or National Geographic or Fox, you can watch it.
But it's more than just little sneak peeks.
Well, you can stream it, but you have to have the Fox Now app.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Okay.
And you have to prove that you get to watch it.
Well, so. It's not hard to get that. You just get an over-the-ear antenna.
Well,
so you need a cable.
I don't, I haven't tried it, so I suspect you have to say, you have to be on Xfinity, AT&T UVerse, Cablevision Optimum, Verizon Fios.
Aren't they the worst?
And you're right, it's an over-the-air network, but that's what they do. They want you to make sure that you have a cable subscription.
Do you have a cable subscription to watch this free
over the
channel?
Air. Yep.
Thanks for that, Comcast. You're the best. All right, well, I love that. Cosmos.
Yeah.
And it's a free app.
Free app.
So you're in. You're in good hands. Foldify Zoo,
$4
for the kids. And then when they're done folding their zebras, they can learn about molecules.
Three notable facts about ocular evolution. One.
Okay.
Nick Sagan wrote this, by the way. I bet that's Carl's relative. What we lack in our retinas, we make up for in our brain.
Oh, we complete the dot.
The mantis shrimp sees in ways we can scarcely imagine.
Okay.
3. When it comes to the eye, Darwin is often mischaracterized.
And that's all you need to know about ocular
those
rifts.
Those are the 3 ocular facts.
Ah, wonderful.
Ocular rifts. Did you say that?
I did. It just happened.
It just came out that way.
All right, we're going to go ahead and end the show before Leo and I just start, like, babbling on about nothing in general. Thanks, everybody, for watching iPad Today. It's been real fun. We'll see you all next week.
Oh!